What's up? This is Izzy here for the Big Squizzy 10.
Whoa, I didn't even make that connection until you just told me. Yeah. It's Squizzy. This is the 10th one.
The 10th, which means it's the biggest and the best and the baddest of all types.
We're going to have to make this like 2.5 hours long.
I think so. No less than that. And we could do it too. You guys know we could.
Don't test us.
We got a lot to talk about. Alright, well, I want to start off by talking about a little bit of stuff I've seen on Hacker Media recently I've been pretty interested in. The Pure Pwnage show, which is... it's okay. The guy's funny.
He's funny, especially if you're into real-time strategy, like Command & Conquer, or Warcraft, or Starcraft, or whatever. I don't really like any of them that much.
I can't really tell if he's a real... gamer, if he's really good at what he does, because he always talks about pwning noobs in a really strange way, and strange Chinese protesters outside of his house and whatnot. It's kind of interesting.
It's a good show. It's not. I don't think that it's an actual Hacker Media show.
Yeah.
But we do provide a link to it on the front page.
Yeah, it's cool. I suggest watching it if you're bored.
Yeah. No. It's a day passer. Sure.
Yeah. Bet at all. But I really want to give a shout out to the Packet Sniffers. I absolutely love that show. It's like taking a trip back to the good old days for me. It's almost like a Mr. Wizard type show with the true geeks that you really hardly ever see in the daylight. And I think it's awesome that these guys are doing a show and bringing themselves into the public spotlight by putting themselves on the internet like this, because these are some of the people that I know and are really cool to hang out with, people that can get excited over going to a ham radio convention and stuff like that. So definitely check out the Packet Sniffers. They're a pretty cool show.
Well, I was surprised at a ham radio convention. I wouldn't necessarily expect people like the 2600 crew, which was interesting to me, but it goes to show you that, you know, technology freaks and whatnot, they, you know, they're all kind of buddies, whether it's ham radio or finding insecure networks to take over.
Yeah. It's very cool, very cool. Another thing I want to discuss was, like, old video games.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in the mood.
That was such a pro transition right there that you never even saw it coming.
That's right.
That was so good. I mean, we were talking about the Packet Sniffer guys, and then it just went straight on into the old video games.
That's right, because...
That's the mark of a pro right there.
We're almost veteran.
Almost.
Think about it.
Ten episodes.
Ten episodes,
I mean,
good look.
At about 30 minutes each.
It's like 300 minutes of episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's like our own feature film right there. Like two of them.
That's right. Alright, well, I was the other day playing King's Quest, the remade version by Tierra, and just realizing how great it was, how fun it is, you know. I defeated the dragon while Gene wasn't watching. I took the bucket, which I got from the well,
right,
filled it with water, and then threw it on the dragon.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Which made a bunch of steam, and the dragon shamefully slunk away and left me in the mirror.
Now, it's been probably since the early 90s since I've played any of the King's Quest games. I fiddled around with the Tierra remakes. I thought they were great. I thought they did a really great job with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it.
The voices are cool and everything.
Really great job. They got the voice patch, which came out, I think, a couple months after the actual Games Wars did.
Yeah, so there's
some
voice and stuff. It's pretty cool. But Gene seems to be a much more avid adventure gamer than me. Or used to be.
I did used to be.
Rather.
My first game that I ever played, ever, in the history of me playing games, was Leisure Suit Larry, the first one.
That's
done
fantastic.
By Sierra. I was probably about 5 or 6, maybe.
Nice. something. Yeah. You had no idea what was going on.
No, no idea whatsoever. My dad introduced me to it. He was like, here's a game to play, go play it. Which is what parents do still to today.
Sorry. I avidly remember the first game I ever played was, in fact, Asteroids on the Atari 2600.
Yeah.
I just poked the mic. I'm sure that's going to sound lovely. But, yeah, I was at my uncle's house. I barely remember it. I don't know if I was a baby or what. I remember sitting somewhere seeing Asteroids. And I also remember the first time I ever saw a regular Nintendo. Barely. I don't know where I was or what I was doing, but it's almost like a dream. I see Mario jumping, you know, and everything. I was obviously much shorter than the TV at the time. I was looking up at the screen, watching Mario go across the screen and everything. And, of course, before I had a Nintendo, I had a 386 and had some cool games. I had this one, which was probably one of my favorite games of all time, called Captain Blood. And it was a space adventure type thing where you had this hand and you clicked on different coordinates in space and you'd fly down to this planet, and then you'd have to fly through the caverns, and at the end of each cavern is an alien. There's like hundreds of different aliens that talk to you in their alien voices and whatnot, and tell you the next coordinates you need to go to and whatnot. So that was really cool.
All right.
Yeah, along with Commander Keen.
Yeah.
And the Jazz Jackrabbit and various crap loads of shareware, because you used to be able to buy those packs that were like 10 CDs that folded out, and you just pop them in, and there's like all kinds of crap shareware.
You don't see that anymore.
Yeah, nobody really makes shareware anymore. There's no underground publishers. I mean, there's a couple out there you can search for, and people are still making like Flash games and whatnot, but it's a little different than it.
Definitely different than it used to be. I mean, the biggest companies out there were producing shareware. I mean, Sierra was doing it. Id Software was doing it with Doom and whatnot, Wolfenstein. You don't see those companies doing it. I guess the equivalent nowadays would just be releasing demos.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of the same purpose.
Yeah, it was different because the variety of games was so gigantic. I mean, you'd have like 500 games, and they'd all be different and unique in their own kind of way. I remember getting the Castle of the Winds demo, I guess you could say. It was actually the first episode of the Castle of the Winds, and it's still one of my favorite shareware games ever, because you can download the full thing now. It's called Castle of the Winds Part 1 and Part 2. Just a little role-playing type game where you have your 2D character. He doesn't walk or anything. It's just space by space moving on the screen, and you fight characters and you get magic spells and everything. And it's got a little story and whatnot. It's really fun. I suggest checking it out. All you have to do is go to Google and type in Castle of the Winds, download, and you know, if you're any kind of old school, you'd like this game.
Cool. I think my favorite shareware game of all time, probably Wolfenstein 3D. Mm-hmm. Probably. Mm-hmm. If not that, then what was it called? Betrayal at Krondor?
Yeah, Betrayal at Krondor.
Krondor, yeah.
I remember my 386 had a real hard time running that. And, until I upgraded to the 46DX or whatever it was at the time. I couldn't really run it reliably. I also had Dragon's Lore, which didn't run at all on my 386.
I've got that. I still have that.
I have one as well. Well, John does, in the box and whatnot.
God, of course.
With all the instruction manuals and the little thing that you can sign up for the magazine, the elite computer magazine that everybody would put their programming language down and everything, all their different programs, and you could program them into your Commodore 128 or what have you, back in the day, which is really cool.
That is really cool. And we just got done watching the packets and everything. They had a big thing on the Commodore and how it was actually, you could fully program it.
Yeah.
Make your own software on it.
So they made computers to you used to be able to do whatever you want. You were the master of your software back in the day, whereas now, of course, they keep it all under wraps. You can't really do anything but what they tell you to do.
Right.
And it's kind of sad. Of course, programming languages, I mean, for Windows and whatnot, is so complex.
Yeah,
that it'd be difficult anyway.
Infinitely more. so different.
Yeah, but I remember another one of the first games I had was the Simpsons arcade game. It was on the 5.4-inch floppy disks.
The one where Bart goes around smacking people with his skateboard.
With the skateboard, and Homer hits people with his stomach and whatnot.
Marge has what, like a vacuum cleaner,
and you could do like combo attacks with like Marge and Homer if you got next to each other and they roll around together.
There you go. Yeah. I remember that game. I played it to death in the arcade.
Yeah, I played a lot of it in the arcade. I remember first time I played that in the arcade. It was in Sherman, Texas, in the Tilt, which don't exist anymore, by the way. Arcades do not exist. You have to find like those nickel places, which are really hard to find and whatnot. No arcades exist in malls anymore of any
sort. Luckily, I think here in Dallas, we're pretty fortunate in our arcades.
Yeah,
we've got a couple different nickel arcades, and we've got actually a pretty decent one in all our malls.
Not all of them. There's none in Collin Creek. There's none in Stoke.
There's none in Collin Creek. But there is a...
There's one in Grapevine Mills.
There's one in Richardson Square.
Is there?
I've
never been there.
It's a great arcade.
Does it have any old games?
No.
Yeah. Because some of the new games, I don't know. I'm just not into them. But anyway, back to my story. I was playing the Simpsons arcade game, and behind me there was this white bubble about 4 feet tall. And it was some kind of strange game, and all these people were gathered around it, and I was wondering what this was, some kind of new acquisition that the arcade had gotten. All these people were gathered around it, so I snuck my way past all the people, and lo and behold, it was a holographic bubble, where, I can't remember, it was called, like, Space Cowboy, or something like that, and it was actual video, kind of in a Dragon's Lair type play, but it was hologram. The people were actually standing there in this bubble, and you could put your hand through them and everything. It was awesome, and you'd have to like hit the button at the right time. The guy would shoot the Indian and whatnot, and various things. It was like $3 a play or something, but it was amazing. It was this really cool holographic projection that was like all 3D and cool. It was awesome. And I know you can buy that on DVD now, I haven't seen one of those holographic projectors since a long time ago.
I've never heard of anything like that at all. Like,
really?
In my history of playing games, never heard of a holographic projector in the arcade.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really cool. I think it was called Space Cowboy. I mean, there's something along those lines. But
well, if you know what we're talking about...
Yeah, feel free to leave us a comment.
Leave us a comment or send an email.
Squizzy.
Undisclosed location. We have a squizzy at hotmail.com, but it doesn't have a U or something. So don't worry about that. I think we got one coming up on the Hacker Media site. So that'll be squizzy at hackermedia.net. Probably not up yet, but in the future.
Yeah. I could go on about games all day.
That's what we do.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, normally we haven't really been on the subject of gaming for most of the Squizzy. episodes, what have you. I remember we started talking about Counter-Strike Source in episode 7.
Still can't pinpoint that location
and
where
it
goes away.
Faded out.
Somehow.
And we couldn't even figure out what happened to it or where it went. I guess now I can say Counter-Strike Source is still cool.
I haven't played it since that day when I was over there playing it with Isaiah. I still have mixed feelings about it, but we'll see when it comes out.
It's better than Counter-Strike, at least.
Well, what is it?
So yeah, me and Gene were also plotting, having ideas. This was my idea.
Gene's
into it. That we'd like to possibly start a video show. Where we do old video games, like from all the old systems. Cause
sexually, you mean?
Do them, yeah, like in the butt.
How does that work exactly? Through the cartridge? The bottom.
Trade secret.
The trade secret. All right.
Having a show talking about old games where possibly the viewers could choose which games we do next, play
and
or own. Just about every game, yeah. My roommate John has the collection of Doom. He probably has every game in existence.
Literally, between John, GameStop, and our assortment of friends, we have every single game ever made.
Yeah, pretty much. We'd like to know what you guys, if you guys are anyone listening, since no one ever leaves comments, just comment under the main page. You can click add comment and let us know what you think, and then we'll we'll set it up. We like to cater to our listeners. So.
Absolutely. Now, what's its format exactly? We play the game, then what do we review them?
Possibly go over the history of the game.
Okay.
Any prequels or sequels that this game has, and then we'll play it and own it. Show the ending and whatnot.
The ending?
Yeah, I'd like to beat whatever game it is we're playing.
That'd be tough. Do it in a week, too.
Not a week. It would be easy. We're good enough.
You think?
Yeah.
Would we both be playing the same game?
We'll take turns. Maybe like one of us will play it, see how long it takes, and the other person will play it, and we'll see who's better.
Alright.
Or, if it's a two-player game.
That sounds like a good idea right there. A little competitive aspect. Yeah, I like that.
It's like a two-player game, like Ikari Warriors. We'll try and go through it together.
Right.
But keep in mind that these old video games had the lives system and no saving. So, it could take us a while to beat it, but I'm assuming we could do just about any game. No more than a day.
I'm pretty sure that we could. I mean, what's one of the hardest games out there?
Hardest games out there?
What do you think?
I don't know. God, there's so many Nintendo games that are just ridiculously hard. Mega Man, for instance. God, game is so hard.
Mega Man's hard. I did beat it.
I never beat the first one.
I never did. Also, I always thought that Ninja Gaiden was really hard.
I just recently beat that game again on the emulator.
Yeah.
State saving does help.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, when we play this, it would have to be on the actual system.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
We have every system. Every single system.
There would be no emulation going on here. Yeah, basically, it's almost a challenge.
Prove our true skills. So
that's a good format. Yeah. Challenge us. We're the master gamer. We can beat anything that you've got.
That's right.
And we'll give, a history on the game and whatever now.
That's right. We'll give you a little education as well as some entertainment. Like to do kind of an old school format. I don't know if any of you guys remember the old Nickelodeon show hosted by... I don't think it was Omar Gooding. It was the guy who played Geordi, LaForge, in Star Trek.
Yeah.
And it was on Nickelodeon, and it was basically a game show where kids played different video games in order to score points. And they'd score however many points they could on the video game, and they'd get the points. And at the end, they were put into this big blue screen video game simulator, which was kind of like an iToy or something.
I know what you're talking about. It's a game show.
Yeah, it was a game show.
And they move their little... They move a character or something, and they tell them where to go. Or wait.
No, this was actually them inside of a game of sorts.
Okay, all right.
Like climbing a vine and touching the bananas.
I think that's the same thing, but didn't they command... In the beginning of the show, they commanded a person, they told them where to move, and then it would be... They had to answer a certain question or something.
This may have happened as well, yes.
Okay, it's been so long. What was the name of that?
I don't remember. I honestly haven't even looked it up. I just started thinking about it.
I haven't thought of that in years, but I remember getting up early, early, early in the morning to watch it because it aired at like 5.
Yeah. But they'd play like games like Gradius or Legendary Sword, various games. And it was really, really awesome. I used to love this show back in the day. We'd really like to know what you think. Maybe even give us a couple games you want us to play. Somebody's pulled up in front of your house in a Firebird. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Alright, you're right. I know who it is. But, okay, that's a little bit weird. All right, I'm gonna go take care of this real quick.
All right, well, Gene's gonna go. Apparently he's got some friends coming over, so we'll see what happens. Now that Gene's not here, I can start talking about him. Lately, Gene's been kind of acting up on me because of this whole Christina thing. He's been kind of freaking out about his loneliness and everything, so we could do with a couple good, friendly comments, maybe complimenting Gene in the most uncomplimenting way you can think of. I think that would be fantastic. In any case, here he is, with various people. How's it going, guys? I'm Izzy. Isaiah. Hey, what's going on, man?
Alright, we have some guests in the studio, also known as my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And, we have, two friends from my ex-school, Suckers.
People who still go to school.
Yeah,
laugh
because
at them.
They want a future. And, alright, we got Bill Law. He's, our resident Mexican-Asian. And we have Eric Coons. I don't know, he's pretty normal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, alright, go ahead. I don't know what we were talking about before.
I was
pretty rudely interrupted here.
Talking about the Nickelodeon video game show.
Do either of you remember the Nickelodeon video game show where there's a contest and they had to...
It was hosted by Geordi LaForge from Star Trek.
The black guy.
Black guy.
The black
blind
guy.
And kids used to go and play different types of video games for points, and at the end they get put into this big blue screen area where they'd like climb and, you know, collect things and whatnot.
Yeah, because we were talking about it, we couldn't remember the name of the show. They're giving us bad looks over here, like we're.
You guys ever watch those old school Nickelodeon shows at all?
See, Bill is too busy making burritos.
Oh, burritos.
Because he's Mexican.
This guy here.
Well, he's Chinese Mexican.
Chinese like burritos filled with
cat
and rice, ricey burritos. Be awesome.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never made that connection between rice and burritos before. That's Mexicans use rice.
They do.
Rice is an Asian thing.
How'd they know?
That's weird.
It's like
do they even grow rice in Mexico?
I don't know how they.
I don't
could.
Think they have any rice paddies.
It comes from. It comes from India. 180 million metric tons. See.
Of rice come from India.
All right.
Well, I refuse to eat rice from India. I'm going to eat it from China instead.
It's better.
Yeah. Because, you know, India.
Yeah, they're dirty.
Indian people smell.
Poop on themselves.
Yeah.
It's true that they do.
Try and get you to give them discounts whenever there's no discounts
going
on.
We're not doing it.
I refuse to. I've had it happen recently. It was actually on the Labor Day weekend. A lot of Indians came in. I don't know what the deal was. It was like, apparently it's some kind of Indian holiday where they like to go to all the retail stores and try and get you to give them stuff for lower prices than what it's marked. And in turn, you stab them in the face with your cock. Which is what I did. Which could have been a mistake. Oh, look at In-N-Out, Gene's dad's.
Oh, man, we just got all of these guests today.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So on with the racist segment of the show. What's the deal with you Indian bastards trying to act like you deserve a discount over everyone else? I don't really understand.
They think that you can come into a retail store where the employees have nothing to do with the set marked prices and just completely change the way that they do business.
It's like
you can't do it.
They think they deserve it. They're better than the average human, and I don't really know why, because they smell. And Gene's dad's here.
It wasn't planned. All right.
Everybody just kind of started showing up.
Yeah. You can just. Alright.
Okay. I apologize. I forgot about taking my shoes off.
Alright. This is good.
I apologize about the shoes on the carpet. Okay.
Alright,
well, I have to be charged.
So this is gonna go now.
That's excellent. Yeah?
No, we're trying. No. All right, we'll talk to you later. All right, you put the blanket on the computer and the fans don't make so much noise. So when you're in a live radio show, that you don't. Yeah, there you go. Close the door.
We'll see you later. Gene's dad, everyone. Clap, 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 clap. That's most excellent. But I guess it's getting up to the wrapping up section of this show. Probably. It's been a good 10th show. Please leave us comments. Oh, please. How we want your comments.
We've been getting a few.
Yeah, there's a few. Two of them. And then two from us on our show. Which is cool. Also, don't ever listen to really bad radio.
It's really bad.
Quite possibly the worst thing I've ever heard. There's no comprehensible content to the show.
It's all gurgling.
Terrible quality.
It's not a good show. It's certainly
it's
not.
It's really bad. In fact,
Squizzy Radio for sure.
Yeah, really bad. So once again, leave us comments on our ideas.
I think Eric has something to say. Being a guest in my house.
He does.
What was that, Eric? All right, that's what I thought.
We figured that's what he was going to say. But, all right. Happy 10.
Happy
Squizzy.
10.
Squizzy. And it's Spadoinkle this out.
All right. Spadoinkle to you all.